Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another chilly day in southeastern Louisiana. Highs today around 60 degrees. A little bit warmer than it has been, but that's going to be late in the day. That high temperature, keep in mind, around 2 o'clock or so. Then tomorrow, highs of 63. Chance for showers Saturday in advance of the cold front. A good chance for showers. And next week's it could turn real cold. And I've been asking you to text me at 504-260-1870 as to whether or not you want it to snow. And I'll read some more texts in a minute. Mike Strain joins us now, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing excellent. I guess we're getting ready for this cold weather, but I'm telling you, I don't want it to snow because, again, you know, people, pets, plants, and pipes, we've got to protect that. But also, it's going to be pretty tough out there if we get snow next week. And you know, and of course, everybody's going to have to be very careful driving because everybody doesn't have four-wheel drives. And of course, you know, whatever the weather is, that's what we're going to deal with. And I've been talking to my farmers. I've been talking to my strawberry farmers and my crawfish farmers. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it won't get below 27 degrees. It won't get into the low teens. Now, North Louisiana, it's going to get pretty chilly, so we better get prepared for it.
Mike, when you talk about strawberry farmers and crawfish farmers and everything, what kind of effect does it have, whether it snows or not, but this cold blast, and I don't know if they know exactly how cold it's going to get or how far up north, but I know it's a lot colder in, say, Ruston or Shreveport right now than it is here, or it's going to be certainly next week. Talk about it as it affects the whole state, please.
Well, when you start looking at crawfish, one, you know, this cold weather, what will happen is that it'll delay the crawfish development by at least a week. So, one, you know, when it's cold like that, the crawfish do not feed, so you won't be able to catch them in the traps. But it'll also delay their growth because they won't be eating and getting bigger. So it'll just slow it down by about a week. And so if it warms back up, you know, in about a week, we'll catch back up. Now, if you get hard freezes, really, really hard freezes, what it will do, it will actually damage the material that the crawfish feed on. It will cause that material to break down faster, the rice stubble, et cetera. And then initially, as it's breaking down, the crawfish will feed more. So you'll have a season with a little bit bigger crawfish early, but then a shorter season on the back end. Now, for strawberries, if it gets really cold, you can lose the flowers and the buds, and you will lose some strawberries. Generally speaking, we don't think it's going to get cold enough where we lose the plants. And so, you know, from that perspective, again, it will delay some strawberries 10 to 14 days. And normally the strawberries, they cover them up. So each crop is different, you know, with cattle. As long as it's not raining and cold and you fill the cattle up, they do pretty well. When it's raining and cold, they can lose a significant amount of weight and yield. And, of course, that can get into your net profit. So every crop is different. And the other thing is that as we look forward to planting, we've got to have our temperatures above 40 degrees on the ground. And normally we'll be getting into February as we start planting, you know, our corn, our cotton, you know, and soybeans and that sort of thing as we move forward. So right now, if it's going to be cold, let it be right now, but not really in a few weeks when we get into that February, March window. We need it really to warm up and get those ground temperatures over 40 degrees.
Mike, somebody wanted to know about at what temperature do you need to cover fruit trees? And I'm thinking about Plaquemines and the citrus people.
When you get down there, you know, below freezing, you need to cover them up. Now, if they're great, they're large fruit trees, you're not going to be able, you know, to get some covers on them, but you can hang some sheets on them. And then if you go down to the base, you know, don't pile up a lot of ground cover on the base. You need to kind of open that base up. Now, you can make a ring around it that comes down to where it meets the sheets that you put on them, but you need that base open so you can get some radiant heat from the earth. And some of the things that people do, and my friends, the citrus farmers, will do, they'll actually put heaters out in the field, and these heaters, you know, burn, generally kerosene heaters, and they light them just enough to bring that temperature up just a little bit. And sometimes they've actually went out there and sprayed water on them so that the leaves will reach freezing, but no lower. But I think, you know, if we're getting down, you know, to about 27 degrees, mm-hmm. I would just wrap them. And that's what we're going to do here on Strain Farms. You know, we're going to cover them with sheets. And the other thing you can do, if you only have a few, you may consider putting a little heat lamp or a light bulb out there under that sheet. Be careful with the heat lamp. You don't get it too hot. Always be careful when you're doing that. But a single light bulb there under the sheets, just enough to bring that temperature up just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you Hootie might have to bring in some reinforcements to keep you and Ms. Strain cold, warm rather, with this cold front. It might be like a three Hootie night. We'll take a break, pick it up when you come back. Huh?
Absolutely.
6:50, have a sleepover. Hootie can invite some friends over to have a sleepover. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mike, we got to talk about protecting the four P's during the cold weather and also about fire safety because, man, some idiot lit a tree in the French Quarter the other day, an old Christmas tree, which is not the right thing to do, and you know how close the buildings are in the French Quarter. But the only thing about it was it showed how quickly these trees can go up. So if you got one in your house, get the real tree out of your house for the love of God, because nothing good can come from that. Go ahead, take over.
It's time to get them out. Some people leave them up for Mardi Gras, but by now they are very, very, very dry. And if you've ever seen one burn, and you can actually go to our website, we have posted a video of one that we brought out behind the office there in Baton Rouge.
Yep,
you saw that and lit it, and just you know, so that we could go ahead and film it. And it's amazing. Fast it goes up in the intensity of the heat, and it will set your house on fire. So please be careful. And if for some reason you are going to burn it, make sure you know that you have it in the appropriate place. You know, if you can dispose of it, you know, for recycling, that's great. But be very, very careful with it. Also, you know, you think, well, I'll cut it up in little pieces and put it in the fireplace. No, because it will flash burn. And then, you know, you will get some really noxious smoke coming out from that. So please don't do that. And if you're going to, again, you know, when we get into this very cold weather, every year there are a number of house fires from space heaters. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the space heaters, you have to pay attention to where they are, you know, so don't put them, be very cognizant of where that heat is going to radiate to. And then periodically you need to check, you know, the electrical plug-ins. I know out in our greenhouse, and I was talking to Susan, my wife, this morning, we had one space heater in a greenhouse that the plug literally welded to the plug-in.
I've had that happen too, Mike. Talk about that, if you will, please.
Yes, and it was not hooked in. It was directly wired to a very good circuit, and it was a commercially available. And, you know, so and when you go, it doesn't want to pull out. And so, again, make sure you turn the power off. and use some insulated electrical pliers to pull it out. But then again, if that base looks burned, you need to, you know, replace that, or, you know, replace the plug-in or call an electrician. But you got to check them. And if you're using an extension cord for whatever reason, periodically put your hand on, you know, check that extension cord. And whatever you do, do not put it under a rug. Don't cover it up, because that will cause fires, putting extension cords under rugs.
Quick word about the pets, Mike.
That happened at Washington Mardi Gras one year.
Quick word about the pets. Yeah, about the pets, Mike. Real quick, we got 30 seconds left. About the cold weather and pets.
So bring them inside if you can. If they have to stay out on the porch, provide some blankets for them. If you do use heat lamps, make sure they're high enough and that the animal can get out from under. Don't lock them in a sky kennel with a heat lamp, because they can get burned. Whatever the pet is, whether it's a dog or a cat, a little pet pig or whatever you have, little pet chickens, make sure they have an ability to get out from under the heat. And if you're using any type of heating pad as a heating source, make sure you put layers of blankets on top of that. Put it, you know, away from the structure, so that they don't have to lay directly on that heating pad, because they can get overheated and get contact burns.
Thank you, Mike. Y'all go snuggle with Hootie.